Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast where we dust off a little piece of history and place it ever so gently on your brain shelf every day. Today is January 30th, 2020. The day was January 30th, 1703. A group of 46 ronin, or samurai without a master, avenged the death of their deceased master by killing Kira Yoshinaka. Though the event occurred on January 30th based on the Western calendar, Japan used a lunar calendar at the time. According to contemporary dating, the event took place in Genroku 15, on the 14th day of the 12th month. This difference in calendars has caused some confusion over the date of the event. That said, the Japanese temple where the Ronin were buried holds a festival commemorating the event every year on December 14th. During the Tokugawa period, which lasted from 1603 to 1867, Japan was under the rule of the shogunate, or a military government. The shogun, or chief military commander, ruled in the name of the emperor. Daimyo, or feudal lords, were vassals of the shogun, though they were limited from gaining too much independent power. Samurai no longer had to engage in battle since Japan was at peace, but each daimyo did hire an army of samurai to protect their families and property. And samurai still had codes of honor and conduct known as bushido that they abided by. Ronin often became masterless because they didn't fulfill their duties, because they were defeated in battle, or because their master fell from power or died. If a samurai's master died or was deposed, the samurai could choose to serve the new daimyo. But if his master was defeated or killed in battle, or if he did not want to transfer his allegiance, the samurai may choose to die by suicide. Those who chose to live as ronin often did so in disgrace. The story of the 47 ronin, one of the most well-known in Japanese history, began when Emperor Higashiyama sent imperial envoys from Kyoto to the shogun's court at Edo, or present-day Tokyo. A high official named Kira Yoshinaka was in charge as master of ceremonies for the visit. Asano Naganori, a daimyo from Akko, was one of the daimyo assigned to receive the envoys. Kira set about training him and another daimyo in court etiquette, but Kira allegedly treated Asano poorly, possibly because of Asano's inexperience or because the presents Asano offered weren't good enough. Either way, Asano attacked Kira. Kidda wasn't hurt badly, but Asano's action was considered a huge offense. Asano was ordered to die by seppuku, or a form of ritual suicide by disembowelment. After Asano's death, 47 of his samurai, led by Oishi Yoshio, chose to become a ronin and seek revenge by killing Kidda. They started gathering information on Kidda's house, and they split up, taking jobs as laborers and merchants to throw Kidda and other shogunate officials off their trail. Oishi began to drink alcohol heavily and frequent geisha houses to alleviate suspicions. Kidda and his agents began to think that the ronin were harmless. But on the night of January 30th, 1703, the 47 ronin met near Edo. One of the ronin, Terasaka Kichiemon, was sent to Akko to announce that the raid on Kida's mansion was happening. Other accounts of the incident say that he left after the battle. But on this snowy night, the ronin told Kida's neighbors of their plans to attack his mansion, and they went forward with their plan. After killing and wounding many of Kida's samurai, they found Kira hiding and beheaded him. All the ronin survived the attack, which lasted into the pre-dawn hours of the next morning. They then took Kida's head to Asano's grave at the Sengakuji Temple, and the story of their revenge spread. The ronin were praised by many for their loyalty and for killing Kidda. They had avenged the death of their master, but their actions were still illegal. Instead of ordering them executed, the shogun allowed them to commit seppuku, a more honorable way to die. 46 ronin did so and were buried at the Sengakuji Temple in Edo. Many sources say that the 47th ronin was pardoned, lived to an old age, and was buried near his fellow ronin. The graves at the temple are now a site of commemoration. The tale of the 47 ronin, also known as the Akko incident, has inspired many plays, poems, essays, TV shows, and films. Fictionalized accounts of the incident are known as Chushingura. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Have a hard time staying present as you mindlessly scroll through social media? Lucky for you, we're stuck in the past. At TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or if you are so inclined, you can send us a message at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening. Merry history to all, and to all a good night.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.